Crawford, that short double play. So instead of an RBI double down the right. Pitcher swung and slapped the other way. Caught with a leap at first by Hoskins. Throws to Crawford, that short double play. So instead of an RBI double down the right field line, it ends the inning as Hoskins climbs the ladder and he robs Travis of an RBI hit.
And he fakes a go, and the pitch is swung through and missed. And Pinto just blew it by Whitty for his first strikeout in AAA. Runner leads off second in the scoreless game. Here's the 2-2. And the pitch swung on and lined into shallow center. It falls in for a base hit. Let's see what Swihart does. He's being waved around. Quinn up with the throw. Strong throw. And it gets by Alfaro. It's on the first base side. And Pawtucket takes a 1-0 lead. Dominguez moves to second as well.
So that would be all for the top of the fourth inning. But then in the bottom of the fourth inning, that would be the first run in the top of the fourth inning. The Sox would add on a second run when Alan Craig would hit an RBI double to follow up Dominguez's RBI single. That would make it 2-0 Pawtucket Red Sox. But then in the bottom of the fourth, Jesmiel Valentin, who had a big day for the Iron Pigs, would step up to the plate.
Swung on and drilled into left field for a base hit. This will score a run. Perkins will score as he rounds third. Digging for second is Valentin. That's a strong throw, and he's gunned down at second base by Junior Lake. He was out by a good 10 feet as he slid in there.
Well, that would get the Iron Pigs back within one. And then in the bottom of the fifth inning was when tragedy struck, unfortunately, for Brian Johnson, the starting pitcher for the Pawtucket Red Sox, who had been pitching incredibly well right up until Roman Quinn stepped up to the plate against him.
To left field, he's down. Quinn is aboard. Now you hope Johnson's okay as a line drive nailed the pitcher right in the head.
Unfortunately, Brian Johnson would come out of the game. Still no report on him as to how he's doing. But with the Iron Pigs getting to face Olmos, who came into the game to replace him, almost got himself into a little bit of trouble in the bottom of the fifth inning. However, thanks to some good defense, he was able to get out of it, and this is tonight's turning point of the game.
He checks second. He deals to Cousins. Swung on, rip. Caught second. Line drive, double play, easy. No chance for Crawford to get back.
Almost had given a great chance to Dylan Cousins to get the Iron Pigs right back into this game. Unfortunately, it was just hit at somebody. You can't hit it harder than Dylan Cousins hit it, but he hit it right at the fielder, and that would be it, because in the top of the sixth, the Pawtucket Red Sox would tack on to their lead.
And now Leiter's 1-2, and the pitch swung on a weakly hit on the ground at second. It might be two. Valentin has it. On to second for one. Back to first, but not in time. It looked like it beat him. A run scores, and it's 3-1 Paw Sox.
And the man who hit that ball was none other than Brian Bogusevich, who had a huge night for Pawtucket last night against his former team. But in the bottom of the sixth inning, Jesmiel Valentin would drag the Pigs back to within one run again.
And he swings and drives the ball to left field for a base hit, and it's a 3-2 game. Nice piece of hitting. Pounced on the first pitch, pulled it into left.
So Valentin, who's having a tremendous year so far for the Iron Pigs, got both RBIs tonight. But unfortunately, despite the Pigs' attempts to come back, putting runners on first and second in the bottom of the ninth, this is how the game would end.
From the belt, the pitch on the way to Hoskins. Caught on and missed strike three. Got him, slider out of the zone. He couldn't hold up. And Cordier able to notch the...
Cordier finished off the game, but he did get himself into a little bit of trouble. The Pigs put two on with two out with a big hitter in Reese Hoskins up to the plate, but unable to get the job done. Unfortunately, tonight was the Iron Pigs as Cordier shut the door. That means that the Pawtucket Red Sox go to 2-0, and the Iron Pigs fall to 0-2. When we come back from the break, we will have an International League and a Major League scoreboard. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Iron Pigs post-game show here on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.